هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها فلما تغشاها حملت حملا خفيفا فمرت به فلما أثقلت دعوا الله ربهما لئن آتيتنا صالحا لنكونن من الشاكرين.
It is He, Allah, who created you from a single being, and out of it He made its mate, that He may find comfort in her. And when He covers her, she bears a light burden and goes about with it. Then, when she grows heavy, they pray to their Lord, "If you bestow upon us a healthy child, we will surely give thanks."
فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا جَعَلَا لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ فِيمَا آتَاهُمَا فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
But when He bestows upon them a healthy child, they attribute to Him partners in what Allah had bestowed upon them. Exalted is Allah above that which they associate with Him. They attribute to Him partners in what Allah had bestowed upon them. God holds absolute power over the entire process leading to a man's birth. No one has the power to change the form of his creation if he caused a woman to give birth to an animal or to some odd creature or to a physically or mentally handicapped baby. This fact is equally acknowledged by monotheists and polytheists that in the final stage of pregnancy, people are inclined to turn to God and pray for the birth of a sound and healthy baby. However, when the prayer is granted and a sound and healthy baby is born as a result of God's will, man makes offerings at the altars of false gods, goddesses, or saints. Occasionally, the names given to the child also indicate that man feels grateful to others than God and regards the child as a gift from others rather than God.
أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ.
Do they associate with Allah in His divinity those who can create nothing? Rather, they themselves are created.
وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ.
They have no power to help others, nor can they help themselves.
وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَتَّبِعُوكُمْ سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أَدَعَوْتُمُوهُمْ أَمْ أَنْتُمْ صَامِتُونَ.
And if you call them to true guidance, they will not follow you. It is all the same for you whether you call them to true guidance or keep silent. It is all the same for you whether you call them to true guidance or keep silent.
As to the false gods set up by the polytheists, what is the extent of their power? Not only do they not have the power to guide others, they do not even have the power to follow others or even to answer the call of their devotees.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَادْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Those whom you invoke other than Allah are creatures like you. So invoke them and see if they answer your call. If what you claim is true.
أَلَهُمْ أَرْجُلٌ يَمْشُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ أَيْدٍ يَبْطِشُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا أَمْ لَهُمْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا قُلْ ادْعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ كِيدُونِ فَلَا تُنْظِرُونَ.
Have they feet on which they can walk? Have they hands with which they can grasp? Have they eyes with which they can see? Have they ears with which they can hear? Say, O Muhammad, invoke all those to whom you ascribe a share in Allah's divinity. Then scheme against me and grant me no respite.
Inna waliyya Allahu alladhi nazzala al-kitab wa huwa yatawalla as-salihin.
My guardian is Allah, who has revealed the book, and it is He who protects the righteous.
وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَكُمْ وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ.
Those whom you invoke other than Allah, they can neither help themselves nor you.
وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَسْمَعُونَ وَتَرَاهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ.
If you were to call them to true guidance, they will not hear, and you observe them looking at you, whereas they have no power to see.
خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ.
O Prophet, show forgiveness, enjoin what is good, and avoid the ignorant.
وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And if it happens that a prompting from Satan should stir you up, seek refuge with Allah. He is all-hearing, all-knowing.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ.
If the God-fearing are instigated by any suggestion of Satan, they instantly become alert, whereafter they clearly perceive the right way.
وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ.
As for their brethren, the Satans, they draw them deeper into error and do not relax in their efforts.
وَإِذَا لَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بِآيَةٍ قَالُوا لَوْلَا اجْتَبَيْتَهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَبِّي هَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
O Prophet, when you do not produce before them any miracle, they say, "Why do you not choose for yourself a miracle?" Say to them, "I follow only what is revealed to me by my Lord. This is nothing but a means of insight into the truth and guidance and mercy from your Lord to the people who believe."
وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
So when the Quran is recited, listen carefully to it and keep silent so that you may be shown mercy.
وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ.
And remember, O Prophet, your Lord in your heart with humility and fear, and without raising your voice, remembering Him in the morning and evening, and do not become of those who are negligent.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عند ربك لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ويسبحونه وله يسجدون.
The angels who are near to your Lord never turn away from His service out of arrogance. They rather glorify Him and prostrate themselves before Him. They rather glorify Him and prostrate themselves before Him.
Whoever recites or hears this verse should fall in prostration. There are 14 verses in the Quran after reciting which one is required to perform prostration.